It's good to meet you in person finally.
Well, yeah, that was part of the deal of doing these kind of things, because, you know, back in the day, that's how you did it. You know,
exactly.
You know, because you only had your record, and you played live, and you know, stopped at the radio station on your way to town, do your sound check, play, and then you're off to the next city. And I figured, you know, since I've recorded the record, you know, trying to get the sounds like, get it to sound like a 60s record,
right?
You know, and really kind of follow that whole thing, and playing, you know, just driving it home by playing smaller places and that kind of thing, you know, just purely for the esoteric fun of it, you know. And then why not visit the radio stations, you know?
Go old school with it. So, right? Well, you've always said that you didn't want to play if you didn't enjoy it anyway, right?
I mean, yeah.
You're a fan first.
Yeah, exactly. And
this
yeah.
album actually showcases a lot of that, too. You've got
yeah.
a lot of cool stuff on here, a lot of variety.
There's I definitely designed it to be, for a lot of reasons. This is one album that I actually had a couple of things I wanted to accomplish when I went into it, and it's really hard to do, you know. And you know, and really generally, like if you want to do like a country sounding record, you can usually accomplish that. But to really kind of get, if you plan on doing a rock record, it's really hard to figure out how it's going to come out, you know. It really down to, you know, because inspiration comes and you use it when you get it. And
so many ways to go.
Yeah. So with this one, I really wanted to get the sound, you know, like I said, I wanted to really try and figure out what it is about those old records that was so magic, you know. Obviously, there are some obvious things about it, but there's some kind of vibe going on in there that we just never seemed to capture that, you know, in later years. And you know, we always tried, because the fans are always wanting, they're always asking, why don't you do like a record like the old days, you know, that kind of thing. So I think doing Honkin' on Bobo, we got kind of close to it. And then I looked at the technical aspect of it, and we recorded a lot of the stuff. First of all, we recorded it live in the studio, which is, you know, that's a pretty obvious one. But then the way we mic'd things, the way we used a lot of the old equipment and mixed it, the way that was a really big part of it. And mm-hmm. the guy Pablo that came in to do the recording and then the mixing, really matched up really well. I mean, he worked at Sony Studios in New York as a staff producer and got to work with all different kinds of people. And you know, whenever I can't think of anybody that hasn't at least done, you know, one track at Sony Studios. You know, everybody from Faith Hill to U2. I mean, they've all been through there. And you do radio broadcasts from there. You do all kinds of things. And when they closed down, some of these really talented guys and girls, women, just, you know, they're out on the street. And he was available. And in fact, Jack Douglas hooked me up with him. And he saw right away what I wanted to do, and really it wasn't like, well, I don't know, we don't do it that way, I don't like to do it that way. Well, this is how we're going to do it, you know. He was really, really inventive too when it came to that. And we had a little vinyl set up in my office right next to the control room. Mm-hmm. And with some old JBLs and
something like these right here.
They look kind of like these, only they're 30 or 40 years old. And you know, had sticky fingers and Are You Experienced, and got 10 Years After, and just all these great old records. And just go in and really just go in and listen, and listen to a couple of tracks, and we'd go in and then work on the record, go and listen to the vinyl, and see how close we could get it. And a lot of it had to do with the way it was mixed, you know, like really like putting all the vocals on one side and all the guitar on the other, and in different combinations like that. So that, you know, if you listen to one side, you really just, you know, it's I don't think people like to do that because they're afraid, like, if something happens to one side, you know, you miss half the music. But it also makes for you get a lot more of the depth and a lot more of the texture of the performance when you can hear it really on its own, which happens when you mix it that way. So, you know, that was some of the things that we did to make this record kind of sound and have some of that grit, you know, from the old days.